want to invite Bea to our slumber party. She's the teacher's pet. She'd ruin it.
Just because she knows the answers doesn't make it right to treat her badly. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I'm so glad that you're listening. As always, my name is Zach. When you're jealous of someone, it means you want something they have. Now, it could be actual stuff, or it could be having the right answers in class, or even something else that they can do that you struggle with. Jealousy is ugly, and it can make you do mean things. Just listen to James 3:16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Our story today is called Teacher's Pet. Are we going to invite Bea to our party Friday night? Valentina asked her friend Jane as they sat on Valentina's bed going over their party plans. No way! We don't want the teacher's pet at our party. Jane looked at the list. Looks like we're inviting all the girls in our class except Bea. Valentina put a finger to her lips. If my parents find out, we'll have to invite Bea too. Keep it quiet, will you? Valentina slipped the list into her desk drawer and the girls went down to the kitchen. Valentina's dad greeted them with a puppy in his arms. Look what I've got, a puppy! Valentina took the puppy and cuddled him under her chin. Can we keep him? I'll take care of him. I'll teach him good doggy manners. Then she thought of their other dog. Has Roscoe seen him? Dad smiled. No, Roscoe hasn't seen him yet. But yes, we can keep him. If Roscoe will let us, that is. Let's go see. When they opened the porch door to go out, a collie came bounding across the yard. Suddenly he stopped and growled deeply. Come on, Roscoe. Don't act like that, said Valentina. This puppy wants to be your friend. The puppy whined, but Roscoe growled again. Stop it, Roscoe, Valentina frowned. Why is he being so mean, Dad? Because he's jealous. Roscoe doesn't want you to have another pet. As the girls looked at each other, they both suddenly realized they had been acting just like Roscoe because they were jealous of Bea. We need to replace jealousy with love, Valentina thought, remembering a lesson she'd recently heard at church. Jesus loves us so much he gave his own life for us, and because of that, we can love others instead of being jealous of them. I think the two dogs can learn to be friends, said Dad. But for now, you'd better take the puppy inside. The girls took the puppy to Valentina's room. I think I'll name him Shadow, said Valentina. Here, hold him for me a minute. She handed the puppy to Jane, then pulled out the list for the party and added Bea's name. Guess what, Shadow, she said, patting the dog's head. On Friday, you're going to meet all the girls in our class. So how about you? Have you let jealousy creep into your life? Maybe you envy someone who always has the right answers in class, or a brother or sister who gets lots of your parents' attention. If you're jealous of someone, ask God to help you see all the good things he's put in your life. Remember that Jesus died for you and trust him to help you replace jealousy with love. Then do something nice for that person. Our key verse is James 3:16.
Where there's jealousy and selfishness, there will be confusion in every kind of evil.
And our key thought for today, don't be jealous. Would you like to get Keys for Kids in the mail for free? When you sign up, I'll send you the printed Keys for Kids book every 3 months. Ask your parents to sign up for a free subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.